Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Yes, the summer solstice begins tomorrow night at 8:31 p.m. officially, and the first full day of summer is on Monday. Now, there are a couple of positives about this first day of summer we can look at. They may not help the heat situation much, but just something to think about. The forecast for Monday is only 110 for a high. Yeah, it's still hot, but it ain't 117 or 118, so keep our fingers crossed. The other thing is what Jay Harper, our garden expert, has a shining light when it comes to the summer solstice. Think about this. From here on in, the sunsets will begin earlier. And we won't notice it till about September, but it's something to look forward to. And to all those dads, granddads, and great-granddads, tomorrow, Father's Day, have a terrific day. Stay cool.
Greg is calling from Scottsdale. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
What are you trying to get to?
My wife doesn't like to wear the parka around in June. And so I can't get it down as cold as I'd like to have it. And our house is not as efficient as yours. And so it doesn't coast. I don't like being as warm as it is, you know, at the end of the period. There is a room where I tend to spend a lot of the time, particularly now working from home.
Yeah.
My question is there an efficient way to address, you know, kind of that room with a, you know, a small AC or, you know, I've heard you talk in the past about mini splits. I don't know if they're applicable to a room that small kind of thing.
Is it just a bedroom?
Is it become one of those monsters that you don't dare run during the off-peak hours?
Well, first thing you need to know is a mini split efficiency rating is almost twice what other air conditioners are, even the most efficient air conditioner. The SEER rating, if you're familiar with SEER rating, in a central system, you can pretty well buy 16 pretty easy, 18. You can go up to 20, 22, 24, spending a lot of extra money. The SEER rating on most of the ductless mini splits are well above the mid-30s, approaching 40. So they're so efficient. I will tell you that if you put the mini split in that one bedroom, your wife's probably going to be happy turning that room into your icebox. She can turn the circulating fan on in the central air system, and she'll probably be comfortable in the rest of the house with that little bitty unit doing 90% of the work.
Now, cost-wise, I'm not familiar with mini splits. What are we looking at, ballpark?
Depending on how far you are from the electric panel and how far they have to run the homeroom circuit, and assuming your service entrance panel is large enough to put this breaker in and you don't have to upsize your electric panel, you're going to be looking about $4,000 to $6,000.
Oh, okay. That's a reasonable upgrade.
Yes,
and
they
are hardy machines. We've had a mini split at the studio for years. I'm going to say 12 years, if not longer. And that was like when their first being brought onto the market. They're only better now than they were then.
And it is set up for a room the size of a bedroom, and it's been running for 12 years. And, baby, that's where all of our broadcast equipment is. And
a lot of electronic heat in there.
Man, that baby's down at about mid-60s year-round, and the only time it goes up is usually when Gary walks in. He cheats it up a little bit.
Well, that's a 10x10 or a 12x12?
Yeah,
room?
Yeah. That's just a little bit of room.
I tell you, he's going to bring his meat into his room because that it gets that cold that quick,
but,
even in the middle.
But in that building, many times I'll have the mini cooler on in your room, in your broadcast studio. I'll turn the central air system on and just let it circulate. And that little bitty unit keeps everybody in the whole house comfortable. Operating at the highest possible SEER rating on the globe. So I think you'll be real happy, Greg. Go to rosieonthehouse.com. Find yourself a Rosie certified air conditioning contractor in your neck of the woods. And if you'd like me to do a further analysis, there might be other ways we could address this without you having to spend that much money. And I'd be happy to do that with you. If you'd call us during the week, we could visit, or send me an email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Put today's date in it so the people that see those will know it's something we talked about on air. And you won't get lost in the hundreds of emails that we take care of every week. No, John.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. appreciate your services and all you do. Listen, my daughter bought a house a couple of months ago on the east side here in Tucson, and she went through the realtor, through the house inspection and all, and she noticed about 4 days ago there was a funny noise popping in the house when she took a shower. And anyway, I told her to go in the hallway and open up the door and see if that hot water heater is talking to her. And sure enough, the sound was coming from the hot water heater. The hot water heater was put in 3 years ago. I contacted the realtor, and the realtor said that the seller said that he drained it only once. My question to you is, I'm going to go over there this afternoon, and I'm going to drain it.
Okay.
And see how much settlement comes out of it. But do you think possibly is damaged? Or what do you think from your experience?
I'd do exactly what you're thinking about doing and see if that doesn't solve it. Because if there is some sediment buildup, that can be causing the noise. Make sure the temperature isn't set too high. That too can cause a lot of noise if the thermostat is maxed out. So check those two things. And I'm guessing that'll probably eliminate the problem. That would be exactly my plan of attack.